"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man, and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids, you know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
Day in, day out, you work for every paycheck. You take pride in your job and you do it well. You're not just part of the Golden State's economy. You are essential. For all you give, it's time to get something back. Put money in your pocket by filing your taxes and claiming the California Earned Income Tax Credit. It's yours. You earned it. Find out if you qualify at CalEITC4Me.org. That's CalEITC, the number 4Me.org.
All right, well, welcome on in, everybody.
We're in the new studios.
Yeah, I can tell. The sounds are different. Everything's weird.
I was
hearing you and everything else going on there during the break, and that doesn't usually happen. You're shuffling papers, talking to people. It's weird.
Oh, is that right? It's all getting fed to you?
Yeah, it's all getting fed to me. So I'll be listening in when you say crap.
I don't...
Yeah, I could hear the breathing, everything. It was like...
I could hear the breathing.
I could hear you breathing.
So what is like this? Eric, is my microphone live even during the commercial breaks? And Ken can hear me? Oh, my God. Sure I am.
Honestly, I'm still trying to figure this out myself.
You have no idea.
It's not live on air. It's just running down
the line. Well, who knows where it goes? Like, where do these new TV screens go? I'm looking at myself on a monitor. I don't want to see myself.
Oh, yeah, and I can barely figure out how to change the channel on these TVs.
I know.
It's crazy.
I thought you were supposed to have the monitors to see each other because you're in different rooms or something.
Oh, yes. I can see John and I can see Eric. Hey, guys.
And I can... How do I make her square smaller?
I know, it's so big. It's crazy.
But I can also see myself, which is distracting.
Yeah, I can see myself, too.
Yeah.
Oh, so, yeah. Knowing the way you look. Yeah.
Hold on.
That would be very.
Okay. Now I can't see Johnny.
Yeah. I could cover up the camera. All right.
Well, you just have to. It's a new era.
Ken, we just need a picture of you now.
But this is not the last place, right?
No. No. Then we're moving again.
To another place after this.
Yes.
Am I right?
Oh my God. And eventually Barstow.
Ooh, that would be fun.
Yeah. They're just keep moving us down the freeway.
We've got an exciting show today. We're going to bring on the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association President John Kupal. They've made a pick for governor. They have an endorsement that's going to be in 1 hour. Who could it be? I told you yesterday I looked at my voter guide. There's like 27 people on the ballot. I don't think they're going for Newsom. That would just be my guess.
Probably one of the other 26.
It would be like an April Fool late joke if John Kupal comes on the air and announces that they were endorsing Gavin Newsom for re-election.
There's only one interesting guy running, and he's not the Republican. The Republican is a nobody McNothing guy.
Who's actually like 8 to 10 Republicans, who's, to tell you that.
Yeah, but they're all nothings. They're right. All nobody knows them.
They're nobody until they become somebody. Everybody has to start somewhere. Although you shouldn't necessarily run for governor.
No, from nowhere. It's vanity cases, ego bag cases. I'm tired of those guys. I'm tired of Mr. Ego Bag.
Well, speaking of governors, the big story today is what's going on in Florida. The bill is now passed both the Florida State Senate and the Florida House of Representatives. That is going to dissolve Walt Disney World's special governing power in the state.
This is not a story.
This also happened very quickly after the dispute over the bill about teaching kids sexual orientation before third grade.
Is the tide turning against the woke holes or what? See, this is not a story that's going to affect anybody's life. However, it is like significant in terms of the culture, and the culture irritates the crap out of most of us. I think a majority of people in this country, I think a big majority, have really gotten fed up with the woke world. And this is DeSantis lashing out on behalf of America against Disney Corporation.
Yes, and perhaps positioning himself for 2024.
Oh, absolutely.
On a national level. Just to explain this, the special status that Disney had is called the Reedy Creek Improvement Act. 1967 signed into law in Florida. Disney lobbied hard for this. And the reason was they wanted to build what is Disney World. Obviously, if you've ever been there, it's massive. 25,000 acres of property in a remote area in Orange and Osceola counties in Florida. 38.5 square miles. It was uninhabited pasture and swampland in 1967. But the two counties I mentioned didn't have services or resources to help bring the project to life. So the state legislature worked with Disney, and they established the Reedy Creek Improvement District. It's a special taxing district that allows Disney to act with the same authority and responsibility as though it was a county government. Think about that.
It's its own private county. It's like like an Indian reservation. They have their own Disney government running that 40 square mile plot of land.
So then I never knew this. If I went to Disney World in Florida and I committed a crime, I'm in Disney jail because they have their own...
They might have their own court system, yeah.
They don't have to necessarily turn me over to the local Florida police.
No, you go to Disney jail.
Disney jail.
Uh-huh. Probably get Mickey Mouse as the judge.
This is what happened for Disney back in the 60s. There had been some talk over the years of stripping their special, title. But obviously what happened with this bill that passed the Florida legislature and was signed into law by the governor is what really pushed the legislature and the governor over the edge to make this happen much quicker. And it's already happened today.
So what's
Florida House Bill 1557, the one that they referred to as the Don't Say Gay bill that really precipitated this.
Yeah, and that whole campaign was so dishonest. There's forces that are constantly pushing sexual issues in the culture, like inflammatory sexual issues. A lot of these issues most people don't care about. Most people don't talk about. Really. I don't run into anybody in my life who talks about any of this stuff. But when there were forces within the education system that wants to start teaching very young children about sex and sexual identity and orientation and the whole bit, most of Florida rose up in anger saying no. Enough already. It's enough that we've got to get this beaten into our heads in the news every day, all the entertainment programs, the comedy, you name it, the commercials. I mean, everything is constantly about woke issues, woke groups, sexual materials, and people are overloaded. And they don't want their kids learning about anything until the kids are old enough to understand what's going on.
Yeah, and I guess the woke people decided that the culture in the United States and all the entertainment and everything else is just too largely focused on white heterosexual people.
No, first of all, it's not. And second of all, they went into stuff that 5-year-old brains can't really make heads or tails out of.
Yeah, because that's important to mention. The bill, it's just until third grade. You're not supposed to bring these issues up in the classroom.
It's which is way, way reasonable. I remember my kids were at a school where they brought in some weird guy in a leopard smoking jacket who started teaching sex education one day in really graphic terms, and the parents had a heart attack, and he got chased down the road.
What grade was that?
Fifth grade.
He was in a leopard jacket?
He was in a leopard smoking jacket. He was some weirdo.
Is that Deborah Mark's former husband?
No.
What? She likes leopard. I'm just guessing.
I don't really love it on guys, though. Okay, let's be clear. I love it on me.
All I can think of when you mentioned a leopard outfit was Deborah Mark. So, sorry, but she laughed. Sorry,
Deborah. I am wearing leopard boots right now. I'm showing you guys.
See?
No, and everybody's pissed off. I got on the phone with one of the administrators.
Was it graphic stuff?
Yeah, it was really graphic stuff.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I remember my kid was like...
But don't they usually have to run that by you first?
Yeah, exactly. That's right. In fact, I think I only called the school once the entire time it was there. I was there, and it was over that. Because one of my sons was 11. And he came home, and we heard it from the other parents, from their kids. It's like, holy crap, get at it. And this wasn't even gender stuff.
Did he know the facts of life yet? That's what we used to say.
I don't know if he did or didn't. I know.
He didn't get it from you by then. Okay, so
No, he was 11. But this guy came in, and if I remember correctly, he had some kind of teaching aids with him.
What?
Well, he had something. He had something to model, something to show off.
Banana?
It was over the line. Whatever it was, I don't remember.
Or actual sex toys. I don't know which way you're going here. Right?
Huh? Well, I wasn't there. I just know that there were something.
Something to
illustrate. Objects.
There were objects.
You know, and parents have to deal with this crap all the time because there's always somebody in a school, some administrator, some woke, because, you know, woke holes are extreme now. But there was always that person in some office with some strange title. Nobody knew what they did. And what they ended up doing is they ended up trying to injecting, like, some weird sex program into fourth grade. And to see if they could get away with it, to see if they could be progressive, to see if they could be modern, if they could force children to shed their innocence about sexuality. It's always one of these pains in the asses. And you got to be on the lookout for them because it's creepy and it's weird. And so that's what this whole thing was about. And so DeSantis and the Republicans in Florida said, no, there's not going to be none of this education, third grade and below, none. And then so some of the opponents go, well, you know, he's saying you can't say the word gay. It's the Don't Say Gay bill, which was a total lie, a complete, absolute, top-to-bottom lie. But they and all the woke heads in the media kept repeating it over and over and over again.
Yeah, it's really stuck.
There's nothing that prevents teachers from...
I'm even reading right-wing sites that call it that, just to simplify it.
Yeah,
people.
Right, exactly. There's no such thing. I got the bill. I even saved it for wherever it comes up. If anybody talks about it, I've got the bill. No such thing. It simply says just boiling it down, no sexual education, third grade and under. You're talking about 5, 6, 7, 8, 9-year-olds, all right? I mean, I don't think that's controversial.
All right, when we come back, we have an update for you on a big story we covered yesterday with Steve Gregory from KFI News. That was the montage of violence on the Metro transit lines. There's been sort of a response to this, and kind of what precipitated this was the LA County Sheriff Alex Villanueva announcing that unless they get the contract to cover all of the Metro system, not sharing it with LAPD and Long Beach Police, then they're going to withdraw. Coming up next.
John and Ken KFI.
There's going to be a rush you wouldn't believe at the border. And these governors, a little bit nervous about that, have come together to try to figure out a plan to deal with it. It's a strike force, John. We love that term. That's a Gavin Newsom term.
I heard the governor of Idaho on this morning. He's part of the strike force.
26 states.
And the anchor
it's
asked
like
him,
all the Republican governors have gotten together.
You know, they said, you're in Idaho. What's the problem? He goes, you wouldn't believe the fentanyl problem we have here. He goes, we've got so much fentanyl, and 40% of the fentanyl is deadly. And if you take any random five people eating fentanyl that you can get in Idaho, two of them are going to die.
Yeah,
that's another fascinating thing I could talk about for all day and night. It's like, why is there absolutely no interest in cutting off the drug trade at the border?
How money?
Money for who? That's what I'm saying. Are they getting a cut?
The drug dealers? No.
No, no. Are the a-holes in Washington getting a cut of the drugs? Isn't it basic? Is that even a dispute?
I don't know that they have the manpower to stop all the drugs from coming in. They're bad enough at the people.
Well, you can get the manpower if you choose to spend the money on it. The question
is, there are many ways to smuggle drugs in.
Yes, but there are many ways to stop it, too. And the idea is you put up a fight and stop as much as you can.
Maybe they're stopping a lot, but there's so much coming that it seems like a lot's getting in.
Well, then you got to pick up your game. You got to hire more people, more troops.
One of the big stories we covered yesterday came from the KFI newsroom, and Steve Gregory, he got a hold of about a 2.5-minute video. It's a montage of violence on LA County's metro system. That's the buses and trains. It was horrific. If you didn't see it, you can probably still catch the link. And there's stabbings, and there's shootings, and there's beatings, and there's sex assaults. It's horrible. It all occurred in a couple of year period. So one of the things that precipitated that is a few weeks ago, Sheriff Villanueva held a press conference, and he said he will not extend the existing 5-year contract that the LA County Sheriff's Department has with Metro for them to provide security on the trains and buses. He will not extend it beyond its original June 30th, 2022 expiration date unless they get all of the business on Metro. Right now, apparently 5 years ago, for some reason, they decided to split up between the LA County Sheriff's Department and also LAPD and the Long Beach Police Department. And Villanueva, after assessing it, and he's been sheriff for 4 years now, it just doesn't work for us. It just becomes too difficult to manage that way because we've got three different agencies responsible for the security.
There's actually five because Metro has its own police force and they have a private security company.
Well, then they're going to have to rely on that more because a lot of the security is provided by the LA County Sheriff's Office. You consider how big Los Angeles County is, the city of LA, and whatever LAPD covers, and whatever Long Beach covers, can't be that much of it. So we have a panicky media release, I call it panicky, from your friend on the LA County Board of Supervisors, Janice Hahn. And she wants everyone to be prepared for the possibility that Sheriff Villanueva will follow through with his threat and end his department's contract with the transit agencies and pull all his deputies from the buses and trains in July. She said, we can't take that threat lightly. If he chooses to pull his deputies from our trains and buses, we need to be prepared and have other law enforcement agencies ready to step in.
Who?
Well,
who
they're
else
gonna
is
reach
stepping
out.
In?
The other, all the police departments around the county, they're probably going to... asking them to do is start reaching out to all police agencies they can find to fill the void.
Yeah, but practically, how does that work? Because Villanueva said it was a mess just largely dealing with LAPD and Long Beach. Now you're going to do what? Get the 32 different
police That's
agencies?
Horrible.
No,
I mean, you think about
disaster.
Some of these trains, they drive through a bunch of cities. You can't have... So what, you're going to have cops in one town patrol the trains, but then when the train gets to the next town, they get off and another cop gets on because that's his
jurisdiction. Somebody ought to feed the tiny little bird that's flitting around in Janice Hahn's head and tell the little bird that why don't you make a deal with Villanueva? He's right, you're wrong. Give him full control.
Simple.
Yeah, just give him full control, pay full price, and do your job because after seeing that 2.5-minute video, oh, my God. I mean, you're running the most vicious, violent, disgusting transit system maybe in the world.
Yeah, and you know there was a movement to end police presence on the metro system.
I know, and we're going to hear someone who's insane, who ought to be in a mental institution, insisting on that for the rest of our lives. That's going to be a permanent feature of our life. They simply have to be ignored. That is not an adult reasonable solution. It's not even worth debating anymore. You got a transit system that covers a wide area, and it is now open season for every homeless person, drug addict, and mental patient to board these trains and buses and then stay there indefinitely. They're not even coming off these things until they get hungry. So either you have a police force to get rid of them or you don't. And if you don't, I don't think anybody else should take those trains ever.
Yeah, the way I read this is like she doesn't even want to consider that maybe we should just give the whole contract to the LA County Sheriff's Office. It's sort of like we have to prepare because he's going to withdraw all of his personnel from the trains and buses. We have to come up with a plan. Why don't you sit down and talk with them and see if you can work it out that they cover all of the transit?
They're in a death match with Villanueva because they're so extreme and progressive and silly. All right. The five women who run the LA County Supervisor Board are just among the silliest people on the planet. They really are. The whole lot of them. I mean, look at all the disastrous policies they've had over the last 2 years, the whole COVID thing. I mean, they're not serious people. They're not serious anything. They say nothing but crazy stuff. So Villanueva, he's right. Everybody knows he's right too.
When we come back, we'll take a look at the governors of 26 states. The Republican governors have gotten together to create a group to secure the U.S.-Mexico border. This is in response to the Biden administration plan to let something called Title 42 expire. That's kept a lot of migrants out because of the pandemic. We'll talk about it next.
John and Ken, KFI.
I love the way most of the mainstream progressive media covers a story that they'd rather not cover and ignore, which is the rush at the border. The numbers are irrefutable. They're off the charts. We told you the other day, the March migrant apprehensions at the border were the largest since the year 2000. That's 22 years ago. And one of the things that's kept the numbers low, if you really believe that, is Title 42, which was implemented by the Trump administration back in 2020 as a way of saying, well, public health order, stop sign, you go back immediately. You're not coming into the U.S. to await a court hearing or anything.
Too much COVID.
We can't bring in any more COVID. So they've been able to turn away a significant number of migrants at the border. Now, that is scheduled to expire next month. The Biden administration wants to get rid of that. Most people who are familiar with the border and the situation there say that's going to lead to a rush you won't believe. And the media looks at this kind of curiously, like, this is just one of these conservative right-wing issues. So we'll send a reporter to cover it, but cover it like it's some foreign object that we're trying to analyze in the laboratory and understand. Because what is with that? The numbers don't lie. It's a huge number of people coming over the border.
And like the Florida sex education bill, most of the country is against the border surge. It's not a conservative issue. It's a huge nationwide issue covering all different strains of people.
And I think, to back up what you said before, most people don't really pay attention to these woke matters. They also don't pay attention to what's going on the border unless they live in a border state.
No.
But you're right. If you ask them, and if they had all this information, they'd say, yeah, that's not good. Do something about it. But the way the media often covers it, I'm looking at an article in Newsweek and one in the El Segundo Times, and they're all, again, got that curious kind of, this is just another wedge issue for those conservative right-wing hardliners.
They're actually...
Build that wall, people.
They're actually...
No, this is practical and logical. We cannot have millions and millions of people coming into the United States. We can't. The boat will sink.
They are trained in journalism school now, and they're also trained by their editors that there is a woke prism to look at the world. And so it's become a reflex now. They've been doing it for so many years that they automatically, their first response is the way you're reading these stories. It's like, well, this seems to be a curious fringe issue that some people, some cranks in America are interested in. And it's not. And then when there's this huge tidal wave in November for the election, they're going to go, well, I just don't understand how this happened.
Yeah,
nobody exactly right. I know had these views. It's like, okay.
Well, they'll also deny that this issue mattered in the vote. Oh, it was really about the inflation and the economy.
The one thing I've realized is everybody's got an answer for everything now. Everybody's a defense lawyer. No matter what you say, they got an answer. And you got to really focus your mind on what the truth is and what you want to happen and just keep your eye on that like a laser. What's the truth and what do you want to happen? You get sidestepped into or sidelined by everybody's stupid argument to distract you and to send you off course. You're gonna, your life's going to go by.
So 26 Republican governors announced a plan to create a group to secure the border. The leaders are, of course, the Arizona governor, who's Doug Ducey, the Texas governor, Greg Abbott. And they're calling it the American Governor's Border Strike Force. And basically, and as you mentioned a few minutes ago, some of these states don't have U.S.-Mexico borders, like North Dakota, Ohio, Montana, Idaho, and Alaska. They have borders with Canada, but not with Mexico. But what they want to do, and you mentioned it too before, one of the Arizona's had something called the Arizona Border Strike Force. And they were saying how much drugs they've been able to intercept. Basically, what they're saying is that if the federal government's not going to do this, or incapable because we're going to be overrun, we've got to have something within our own state to try to check not just the migration, but the drugs coming into our state, because this is a really important, dangerous issue.
Well, drug overdoses are killing 100,000 people annually. And you heard all the hoopla over the COVID deaths, right? And now that those are leveling off and eventually are going to go away entirely, what you're going to be left with is what else kills Americans? And does anybody care about those deaths, or was it just COVID deaths, just that particular hysteria? Well, 100,000 people taking drug overdoses, the vast majority of the really deadly drugs like meth and heroin, fentanyl, come from Mexico. Actually, much of them come from China, and they're routed through Mexico as they're refined and cooked and turned into saleable product. And that's going over the border 100 different ways. And I do not understand, and nobody even talks about this out loud. It's like, we could certainly stop a lot of that. We just don't. And why?
Yeah. And I like the way, here's how Newsweek put it. Republicans have been highly critical of federal immigration policies since President Joe Biden took office. Well, yeah, they don't exist. There's basically almost no enforcement anymore.
No, there's nothing. He dismantled everything that worked with Trump simply because it was Trump.
Exactly. Mexico got dismantled. Now they want to get rid of Title 42. Anything they can do that had any Trump smell on it, they want to just throw it out the window to appease their base.
Yeah, and their base is really small. They're going to find out in November that there's nobody going to be voting for open borders. Nobody's going to be voting for another 100,000 people dead of drug overdoses because we can't police our border. So I don't know who these people are in the base. And they're very loud and irritating, but they don't have the numbers.
This is like the first paragraph in the El Segundo Times story. They still have this woman working for them. Remember Molly Hennessy hyphen Fisk? She's the Houston bureau chief. Why would the El Segundo Times need a Houston bureau chief? I would say that's easily the budget cut right there. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is facing mounting pressure from far-right and former Trump administration officials to immediately declare a migrant invasion at the U.S.-Mexico border under a constitutional provision that would allow local law enforcement and National Guard troops to stop migrants at the border and send them back to Mexico. Again, the way the first paragraph is phrased there, it's just mounting pressure from fringe people, former Trump administration people, and they're pushing the governor to do this. He wouldn't have thought of this on his own. It's political pressure from the far right. Honestly?
It's everybody. Everybody in Texas wants this to end. Because how do you deal with millions of illegal immigrants coming into your state? What school do they go to? Where are they going to live? How do you set up an infrastructure to accommodate them? How much is that going to cost? I mean, look at what's happened in California. Everybody carries on about all the traffic in California, how congested it is, the lack of space for housing. Well, what do you think part of that is? Part of that is we let in millions of illegal immigrants. That takes up space. That takes up many, many square miles of housing. That's a lot of cars and trucks on the road. Why do you think everything's so congested?
All right, the state of California sent out the little voter guide for the June primary. We'll be talking to John Kupal with the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. They announced who they're endorsing for governor next, coming up after 3.
John and Ken Show, KFI.
One of the big stories today, and John will go on and take over from here, is that CNN Plus has pulled the plug after not even a month.
Isn't this the funniest thing? You know how much money they spent on this?
I think we both saw the story at the same time because while I was sending it to myself, so I made sure we put it on the list, you sent me your version of it.
It's really funny because CNN's ratings got completely destroyed in recent years because they went full woke hole, and they had all these weird sex scandals that were really unpleasant to read about, especially ones involving Chris and Andrew Cuomo. And then that bald-headed weirdo boss of theirs, Jeff Zucker. And they were wrong. They had so many fake stories that they pushed, and they were wrong on so many stories, and eventually people stopped watching for all kinds of reasons.
Well, I mean, ask a basic question. Why would you put out a streaming service when the ratings for your cable news channel are like lows we haven't seen in years?
Yeah.
There's not people chomping at the bit for more content from you.
Right. You were getting CNN as part of your massive cable package, right? That it comes in automatically.
Yeah, it's foisted on you.
You can't surgically remove CNN. And hey, we see that hardly any of you are turning on our channel. How about paying $6 a month for a 24-hour streaming version?
Oh, that's what I couldn't find. That was the cost, $6 a month.
$6 a month. So you get a stream, and it's not stuff that's on the main channel. So supposedly the best stuff is on the main channel, right? They're going to charge you $6 extra a month for whatever other stuff we just dreamed up, you know, in our creative.
Well, wasn't it like
creative...
Mike Wallace had a special hour or something? Or...
Mike Wallace.
I mean, Chris Wallace. Yeah,
you know what? It'd be more interesting if it was Mike Wallace.
Yeah, Mike Wallace.
Yeah, who the hell wants to hear from Chris Wallace?
I don't know.
He had the lowest rated show on Sunday mornings on Fox.
They all have such egos. They think they have a huge following. I mean, so...
Right. And
then they sit there in the echo chamber in their headquarters and they hear from all their minions around them. Yeah, it's going to be great. And then they go ahead and do this. It says here on March 28th, they threw a swanky party for CNN Plus on the eve of its... Well, it does say highly publicized premiere, but, you know, I kind of pay attention to things. I didn't even know there was a CNN Plus. I didn't know they were doing a special streaming.
Because
I didn't even know.
Possibly would care. They hardly got any signups. Do you know how much money they spent on this? This is 24 days. 24 days it lasted. They spent $300 million. I don't know. They spent $9 million.
Equipment to stream? Or how does that work?
Well, I guess they built studios and they signed talent deals and they... You know, had staff and administrators working to dream up a big schedule. I don't know. But Chris Wallace himself got $9 million.
Just to be on the streaming?
Mm-hmm.
Or is he on the regular channel at all?
Well, now he's going to be. Because they owe him $9 million. They got to give him a show.
Oh, well, he moved over there a while ago. So I thought he was already on the CNN cable channel.
No.
Something.
It was supposed to be a streaming deal.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, it says here... some of the content will wind up on other company networks, and the streaming services employees will get opportunities to apply for jobs elsewhere within Warner Brothers Discovery.
Well, you know what happened is they the old management put on the streaming channel. The new management, which was Discovery Warner Media, they didn't want it. Yeah, the old management snuck this in under the wire because they'd invested so much money, and the new management came in and said, "This is crap. We're not going to have it."
Yeah, apparently so CNN Executive Vice President and Chief Digital Officer Andrew Morse is going to lose his head. He exits the company. He oversaw CNN Plus.
There's no market for it.
What's CNN Digital?
That would be the online.
Oh, that's what they call the online.
Yeah, that's like a whole separate operation.
Oh, but, yeah, they've been online a long time. I thought
they make a lot of money online. It's one of the most popular news sites around the world.
Yeah, but I thought the death knell for the whole CNN operation. You said that even with the war in Ukraine, they're not picking up really good numbers. They're not picking up anything.
And I think that's what
that's kind of their wheelhouse.
I think that's what convinced all the new executives that they had blown their brand. I think is the phrase. They blew the brand. They do not associate with CNN with the truth and honesty and journalism anymore. And because the coverage of the war has been great. But you know what? Most of those guys have been hiding on CNN International all these years. And they brought them all back to anchor and report the Ukrainian war news coverage. And that's the CNN that everybody remembers from years ago. That's the way CNN is supposed to be. So
what, they only got like 100 subscribers? I guess I'm exaggerating.
At first they said it was less than 10,000. Now they're claiming 150,000, but I think that's a fake cover number. They need millions and millions anyway.
Is that I mean, you get much competition now for streaming.
Yeah,
and I think people are realizing that they're paying for too many streaming services, and I think they're going to start to cut back.
Well, that's part of Netflix's problem too.
It is, but I think they're all going to hurt from this. Although I heard HBO Max is still exploding, so that's a newer one.
Well, they've got an incredible library of product.
They do, and that's important, right, to watch all the old dopey comedies and movies.
Yeah.
All right, coming up next, we'll have another conversation with the president of the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association, John Kupal. They have made an announcement. They have an endorsement for governor of California next.
John and Ken Show. Deborah Mark has the news. KFI AM 640. It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
This week at Safeway, enjoy big savings with the BOGO sale, where select items throughout the store are buy one, get one free. With this week's BOGO sale, get select meats like Signature Farms 90% lean ground beef or boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free. Plus, select fresh produce items like 1 pound containers of sweet strawberries or containers of blueberries or buy one, get one free. Safeway, come in and explore and see what other deals you can find.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.